Yahoo says that data breach was even worse than it first thought. Patriots get a new plane, and it's National Taco Day. This is a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
So, Jennifer, I'm sure you remember this. Last year, Yahoo admitted that it was hacked. And the reason that I found out about this was because it was being bought by Verizon, and they were integrating their stuff together, and all of a sudden somebody's like, hey, we've been hacked. And they originally put the estimate at about a billion of their 3 billion users were hacked. And, of course, they said they were their personal info, but none of their, like, payment info, no credit card info, as always, you know.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Right, right.
Anyhow, Verizon is the new parent company, and now it's going to up that number. And it says, it's just saying everybody.
3 million of our, or three billion customers.
Yeah, all of them. Y'all were hacked. Don't worry, your account information is okay, though. That's what it's saying. however, but everything else, you know, they got your mom's maiden name and all that type of stuff.
Maybe your first pet.
Yep.
The street you grew up on. Right. They know it.
All your key questions.
They can piece it together.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I remember getting an email right away after that and...
Well, initially,
I knew I was affected back then.
Are you a Yahoo user?
I have a Yahoo account, and honestly, it's not my main account, so I'm really not too worried about it. I didn't have a lot of info in it, but
I made one back in the day where I kind of put in a fake name, and I didn't. There's no information like maiden name or any type of stuff like that. It was just really to play like fantasy sports, But yeah, I was wondering who's actually using Yahoo and putting in their credit card info and that type of stuff. You know, I suppose at one point maybe people were, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm hoping maybe the info that a lot of that info that they got was kind of old, you know. Although I guess your maiden name and your first street and your first pet are all going to be the same type of stuff. So.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. All of you, all Yahoo users were hacked.
Nobody was spared in this.
No. Oh, by the way, the first time that they discovered it was kind of when the sale was going on, and Verizon was buying them, and they knocked $350 million off the deal.
That's right.
You know, remember? It was like almost $5 billion, and then they're like, hey, you've been hacked. It's like... 4.5 billion?
Your value went down a little bit. Right.
Okay, I'll knock $350 million off that. All right, sold.
Right. Wasn't it like three different price changes? I feel like it kept going lower and lower.
Yeah, Yahoo is devaluing right in front of their faces.
Yeah. This is not how we planned it.
Yeah. Talk about not devaluing.
Yeah, so you know who's like... worth some big bucks.
The New England Patriots.
Love them, hate them.
Hate them.
So they have. We know your feelings
on the
Patriots.
Let's just put it right there. I hate the New England Patriots.
Not going to hide it. No way.
Because I know you're listening, but I hate the New England Patriots.
Well, you're probably going to hate them even more when you hear what they have, what they bought.
Tell me. I can take it.
You're sitting down.
I'm sitting down.
Take this. So they have their own Boeing 767.
Ooh,
now, I
nice.
Don't know enough about football teams. Maybe the NFL, I don't know, do teams have their own
planes? I
want to
say maybe a team or two has their own plane, but I think most of them are like charter flights and that type of stuff, you know?
So it's not...
you know, for some reason I can picture like the Cowboys with their own plane or something, you know? But
right.
You know, I think the Bears actually still ride coach on Southwest.
they take the train. They take an Uber city to city. Well, this plane, you're not going to be able to miss it if you look up in the sky and they're flying over. It's not going to say, you know, American United. It's going to have the team's logo. It has their colors, red, white, and blue. The past five Lombardi trophies, they're painted on the tail.
Of course,
so
they are.
There's no mistaking if you see this plane
that they've won five.
Who it belongs to?
Okay, right.
So Jim Nolan, who's the chief operating officer of Gillette Stadium, he put a video up online and says that the thing with this plane is now they can bring all the people, all the equipment, everything they need for a game. All in one place.
Yeah,
it's comfy. It's built for football players. They have the widest and largest seats that the plane can possibly handle, and they've added 5 inches of leg room beyond a first class leg room.
I was going to say there's not a lot of football players that are fitting in the seats that are in most airplanes.
Yeah, so they can fit comfortably in this plane.
Do Tom and Giselle have their own suite?
They probably do.
Tom and Giselle suite.
They're keeping that
everybody,
info private.
Nobody can go to that part of the plane. Right. Tom is over there eating some ridiculous meal, and yeah. Giselle is looking ridiculously beautiful, and they're like, poster,
that couple.
They have everything. They're too cool.
No fair.
All right. Well, you know.
What can you say?
Yeah. Maybe I can get my own car on the CTA or something. Like
right. The same seat that you can use every day.
Yeah. Right.
You know. That's about it.
I want that urine covered seat, please.
Right.
All right, hey, let's stick with sports briefly here. The New York Yankees advanced to the American League Divisional Series. They beat Minnesota 8-4 last night. They'll play the Indians starting this weekend. For the Minnesota Twins, I just bring this up because it's a bummer of a story. Mm-hmm. But it's so the Twins, by the way, they lost 100 games last year. And then this year they went to the playoffs. First time that a team has ever done that. So a nice bounce back from the Twins. This loss, however, was their 13th consecutive postseason loss, tying a record set by the Boston Red Sox in 1986 to 1995. And also the Yankees, man, they have the Twins' number. The Twins have been eliminated by the Yankees in 5 of their last 6 postseason appearances.
Oh, man.
So, you know.
Speaking of another team you might not like.
I was going to say, you know what? The Yankees, I'm sure they have their own plane, too. Anyway, we won't talk about any runaway disasters or anything like that unless RuPaul is around.
Anyway. RuPaul, there's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Right, doesn't he have that runway show?
Yeah.
I've never seen it, of course. But
I never watch it.
Yeah,
ever,
I don't know what that is. Tonight is the National League wild card game. It's going to be Colorado at Arizona, and the winner of that will go on to face Los Angeles.
All right.
Yeah, so there you have it.
It's that time of year.
That is, I love baseball playoffs, and I love it even more that my team is in it. So,
yeah.
It's pretty cool. And my team being the Chicago Cubs, they'll be playing Friday against the Nationals.
In case you haven't mentioned it ever.
Yeah, don't bring that up a lot. That's not something that I'm, don't like to reveal a lot of stuff about me.
It's private information. Yeah. That's what Yahoo,
That's what Yahoo's for.
Yahoo
yeah,
might you know who your favorite team is, but that's it.
But now everybody knows. Okay, hey, we've got a bunch of national days today. Let's go through them real quick. It's National Pumpkin Seed Day.
Hmm.
I'm just glad
I love a pumpkin.
I do
love roasted with salt.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And at least it's not. I wonder if they're going to have like pumpkin spice pumpkin seeds at some point.
Maybe.
For the season,
You're right.
It's National Walk to School Day. Did you have to walk to school when you were a kid?
I did.
Did you?
I walked it, not grade school. It was a little too far, but. Junior high. It was just on the block. Couple blocks. 5, 6, 7, 8 blocks. But
you know,
I walked.
Uphill in the snow with no shoes, yeah. I was bussed. We were in the bus every day, so I don't know what it's like to walk to school. It's National Golf Lovers Day, whatever that means. I am not.
Of all the sports you like, golf's not one of them.
Oh, my God. What a dreadful day. Dreadful way to spend a day. Now, the next 2 days, I love that they are together. It's kind of somebody thought about this, but when they made these 2 days. First of all, it's National Vodka Day.
Right.
So go out and mix yourself up a nice vodka cocktail and sit back and then go and celebrate that with a taco. It's National Taco Day.
Nice.
And who doesn't love tacos? You're a taco lover.
I love tacos. Any kind.
Right.
Love them.
Any type of, your favorite fast food taco, do you have one? Do you do Taco Bell or anything like that?
Once in a great while.
Yeah.
Once in a great while. There's a place by us that I love. They make awesome steak tacos, which is the cilantro and the lime and the onion.
Yeah, right? Simple.
Simple. That's it.
Doesn't need to be crazy.
Yeah.
I love a good fish taco.
Fish tacos are good.
Oh, man. I had some... at this place up by my parents over the weekend, and man, they were darn good. I even get an extra one.
Nice.
Get an extra one. Being National Taco Day, there are a lot of taco deals to be had out there. Just a couple of them. Taco Bell. This is weird. I don't know why they just don't give out a freaking taco, but the chain has a special National Taco Day gift set. For $5, you get 4 classic Taco Bell tacos, nacho cheese, cool ranch, fiery Doritos, Locos tacos, and the crunchy taco, gift wrapped in a limited edition wrapper. and specially boxed. But, oh my God, I'm going to keep this special wrapper taco came in. Anyway, Tijuana Flats, you get $2 tacos and $2 Mexican drafts. On the border, mini tacos are 50 cents. Man, I'd have a lot of mini tacos. Chewy's has crispy beef tacos just $1 with any order. By the way, there's a lot of other places with taco specials, but you have to sign up for a bunch of stuff, so I'm not even talking about them.
Yeah.
Tired
of
that.
It's too complicated.
Now, Applebee's has the right idea here. Applebee's does not normally do tacos, right? That's not their thing.
It's not what you think of when you think
right?
of Applebee's.
However, they are going to celebrate, they're making it the whole month with dollar margaritas. So the Dollarita, I guess they're calling it. So there you go. You know what? Go to Applebee's, get your drunk on, and then go grab yourself some tacos. Oh, and have vodka. That's right. It's National Vodka Day.
Now I'm hungry. Yeah. I didn't get any breakfast this morning, and now it's time to
and
eat.
You haven't had your vodka? I haven't had my vodka yet.
Yeah, I mean, so.
And sorry, I don't know any places that are giving away free vodka today. So.
Today or any day.
Although if I find out, you'll be the first to know. And you can always be the first to know by subscribing and reviewing the morning feed on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. We'd love it if you did that. Also, check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, The Morning Feed with Rob and Jennifer, and also on the Rivet page, if I remember.
If you get around to it.
You know, sometimes I'm not so remembery. And
you need to do the old-fashioned, put little strings on your fingers.
I'd have strings all over my fingers and never know what the hell they meant.
What's with that guy?
Hey, thanks a lot for listening, as always. This has been a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.